Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Clips of the Week. Mm. And we'll kick off with Laura Woods on Breakfast, setting Darren Bent a Spurs question.
Which former midfielder is Spurs' all-time Premier League appearance holder?
Oh, Darren Anderton.
You know that you're his mate, aren't you?
I'm not his mate.
No?
No.
Oh. Don't know what's going on there.
And also, it's not the best answer, is it, Darren Anderton?
Well, he did have a few injuries.
Great player.
Poor old Shaggy, he did miss quite a few games. So he would have done well to be the record appearance holder. What's next, Andy?
Well, also not particularly enamoured with the Spurs player, it's Trevor Sinclair.
I think it's naive to go at a team and think, right, let's just have it with them. Sit in deep, don't give anything away, try and frustrate them, and then if you've got tools like Harry Kane...
Bit harsh.
Harsh, really. I think he's a great player.
Don't think he meant it like that. No, this is Sam Matterface at Barnsley Chelsea with one we're calling, there are some things you just shouldn't reveal to someone on national radio.
We tried to take them on at their own game, said Corley Woodrow, reflecting on these clubs' last meeting. That said, Woodrow was a mistake.
What a way to find out, eh?
Yeah. No, sure. I'm sure he was much cherished.
He should have
really.
Kept that in the family. Kept that in the family, Sam, for goodness sake.
Like, and yes. With Stuart Pearce not able to be with us at the moment to invent new words, the Moose has thankfully stepped up to the plate.
As for Reading, if they win, they move to within 3 points at Brentford. Remember, they were meant to fall away after their great start to the season. Only a couple of early skirmishes, really.
What skirmishes? Do you know what the skirmishes are? I've got no idea.
Sorry.
This is a caller to the sports bar.
Hello, boys. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks.
First time caller, so go easy on me.
We'll go easy.
Thank you. Long Spurs fan.
How tall are you then?
Yeah, about 6'10".
I'm in the NBA. Steve Nash. That's who it was. Steve Nash had been working on his Cockney accent. That's what it is.
And this is Jim White talking Formula One with Simon Jordan.
Did you never fancy being a racing driver? I could see you doing that. You're a bit of a James Hunt, if you don't mind me saying so.
Moving swiftly on, here's Mark Nicholas and Darren Goff during the live cricket on TalkSport 2.
Really, it's just more of the same tomorrow morning until the point at which the Indian openers are exposed to Jofra Archer and James Anderson, Goffey.
Yep, and I can't wait for that.
Oh, excuse me.
Peanut.
Peanut? What, about 6 o'clock in the morning? Peanut. It's a strange one.
He likes a nice early packet of peanuts. There's Goffey about half past five.
Really
no, of course
strange.
Not. Anyway.
Of course not. Adrian Durham on Drive now. Went a bit Alan Partridge this week.
I speak to Dan, who's a West Ham fan. How are you doing, Dan?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for tapping point, guys.
Good to have you on.
Sorry?
Good to have you on. What do you want to say?
Hello?
Hello, are you there, Dan? Dan!
Hello.
Dan!
Dan! Dan! Dan! Dan! Dan!
You get the idea of that. He went Dan! About Alan Partridge.
Dan!
I think we knew Adrian knew about that, and he meant that. And someone who definitely meant it was Jim Proudfoot at Wolves Southampton with this magnificent line.
Martinho has it, and there's space on the Wolves' right, and this is a really good opportunity for Hoover.
as the Southampton defenders got sucked in by Hoover.
Hey! That was a good line. Well done,
Marvellous. Yeah. I won't mention Terry Dyson. It is a bit awkward.
Terry Dyson, yeah, one for ask your great-granddad, kids, your Hoover-based footballers, yeah.
Exactly. Staying with the live games, this is Ray Parler at Wickham versus Forest.
Glenn Murray got his start today. That first goal was sensational, and he's led the line really well. He's gone off now to Taylor.
Taylor what?
Yeah, is it a club suit? Oh, he's only just joined them, and he does need one.
They do get to a cup final. Yeah, it's going to be great to have him in the dressing room, isn't it? You would think. Here's Jamie O'Hara on Game Day Countdown with a Derby County caller.
I'm a Derby fan, so I've not really got much to say about our club. But it's quite depressing.
Well, they picked up with Rooney, which is a great thing.
We lost 3-0 to Rotherham.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's apart from that, what have the Romans ever done for us? But you know what he meant? They had picked up a bit, to be fair. Jamie.
A little bit.
Yes.
Jamie also crossed the live football at the Liberty.
There's a big game going on in the Championship tonight as Swansea take on Norwich. It's live right now on TalkSport 2. Let's drop in on the action with your commentary team, Nigel Adley and Sam Parkin.
263 for three. Joe Root, unbeaten.
About the only time during the game they spoke about cricket, and that's just
so unlucky.
It was a bit unlucky. Back to Sam Matterface, this time at Everton versus Spurs.
Could be useful though for Everton, because Sigurdsson and Digne both able to open a can of baked beans with their wands.
Quite the trick, isn't it, really? I suppose they'd put on top of their Weetabix.
Could do that.
Yeah, that's it. Mixing the metaphors there. We know what you meant.
Yes, I think we did, really. This is the TalkSport Caller of the Week to the Sports Bar.
Let's speak to Kingsley. Good name. He's a Spurs fan. Hello, Kingsley.
Hi, Kingsley.
Hi, guys.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
And Simon Jordan appears to have picked up on our comparisons between the PFA chief, Gordon Taylor, and the playwright, Alan Bennett.
Gordon Taylor's default setting in a press conference was, football's always survived, it will always survive, and it will always carry on as it always has.
So I said to Mum, we might have to sell the Lowry. And she said, don't be silly, Alan, have a gypsy cream. I've always seen it a bit with Gordon. Anyway,
It's our own Reshmin Chowdhury and Trevor Sinclair having a literary chat and springing a surprise.
When I was injured at QPR, I started reading the Lance Armstrong, It's Not About the Bike.
Yeah, it's a good book, isn't it?
Amazing. Yeah. And just his journey back to fitness and everything that he had to go through. It just shows, you know, as a young man, he's been out to RB Leipzig on loan.
Well, they kept that quiet, didn't they?
Yeah. I love the idea that his book's called Not About the Book.
Yeah. Doesn't sell quite as many these days, really. Slightly revisionist. So, there we are. And look out for him at RB Leipzig. And finally, we think somebody forgot to tell Mark Saggers that Guy Swindle's cricket update was pre-recorded.
Ashwin, playing very solidly, has scored 8 from 43 deliveries. But at the moment, 247 for 6, England's lead, 331.
331, sorry, Guido, to interrupt you there. Just very quickly, though, this is still a critical period for England, isn't it?
Early chance for Watkins!
Should have told Saggers he wouldn't have liked that. So anyway, we should say thank you.
I love the fact that he said sorry to interrupt him.
Yeah, he wasn't there. We should say thank you to people who suggested clips that were played this week. Wollaston Village FC, Michael Naylor, Collie Link, Ali Z, Phil Barwise, Andy, Christian Davis, Roger in Durham, Marco Berti, Jim Shelley, Matthew Blaylock, Bandline, Brent, Nad Badshah, MK, David Ball, Mutin Hussein, Marcho, John McGooner, Stu, Leighton in West London, Ian Chesnick, Ryan, Tim Town, Jerry Kelleher, and Kevin Branham.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.